This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session is standing right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. Really, seriously, do me a favor, will you? Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, a lot going on up there. But the big thing is, again, if you're going to MyPillow.com, if you're going to head over there and you're going to buy anything or do anything over there, I would personally appreciate it. Okay? Personal favor. I would personally appreciate it if you would use promo code Joe when you go to purchase, go to checkout. Yeah, we do get a few bucks for the purchases and all that other stuff. But you know what? Mike Lindell has been helping many of us out, and I don't necessarily mean financially, but helping many of us out in making sure that, you know, our message can get out there. He started a new Frank Speak, I guess is what it's called, and he's working on getting the bugs out of it, getting it working, getting it done right. And truly, we want to help him. We want to support him, too. He doesn't have to do this. He's got other stuff he could be doing to make money at. But he's done this for us because he wants to make sure that we succeed. And I want to help out where I can. I realize a few dollars here and there isn't going to make or break Mike. But at least show him that we're supporting him. It'll show him that we're on his side. So if you head up there, again, they got sheets, pillows, blankets, towels. Hey, look, got a lot of cool little kid stuff there, too. Pillows and such. So I think that'd be really cool. Anyway, check him out. He helps out a lot of organizations. No reason in the world, if you're going to buy this stuff, why we shouldn't be supporting each other. We don't do it. I'm sorry, we don't do it. There are communities out there that truly do support each other. They will drive out of their way to go, and again, which is amazing, the Jewish community will go out of their way to drive to another Jewish community or to a Jewish-owned business to help each other out. I've seen the Italian, I mean, we've seen a lot of groups do it. But as Christians, we kind of blow that off or something. As conservatives, we blow that. Why? Why? Do you think that, you think if you go to one of those stores that have, you know, got Bernie stickers all over it, he'll take your money and then he's going to give it to Bernie? Is that really what you want? Really what you're thinking is the right thing to do? Again, 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-55. All right, so this is where I think, my own personal opinion, I think doctors should lose their licenses over this. Okay? Seriously, this is part of what we've been talking about for a long time. Let's get past the transgender. Let's just say, okay, you believe that a male could be trapped in a female's body and vice versa. But you believe that an Asian can be trapped in a black man's body. Yeah, I know, that sounds weird, right? Or an Asian can be trapped inside of an Italian's body. Do you think? Yeah, it's called transracial. It's not the first time we've heard this. You know, on this show, we have with trans species, transracial. There was another one, if you had a limb. We've actually had people cut off healthy limbs. I'm not making this stuff up. You go look it up. But what doctor does this? A white British social media influencer began identifying as transracial after he underwent 18 surgeries. 18. Not to go from male to female. Not to go from white to black or black to white. No, no. He did this to change his race. Well, race and gender, but race was the big drive behind it. Ole London underwent 18 cosmetic surgeries to transition into a non-binary Korean and resemble Park Jimin, I don't even know what this is, from the K-pop band BTS. I don't, where was his parents? I mean, did anybody try to stop this guy? The influencer shared in a series of videos posted Monday. The transracial influencer began identifying as a Korean and goes by the name of Jimmy. And he uses the they-them pronouns, which I still don't get. Somebody try to explain that to me today. Still doesn't work for me. Right? So it's no different than when you say to your friend, now, here, see, it's a different reason. If my son comes to me and says, hey, I'm going out with a friend of mine, Friday, and I'm going to pick him up at his house, or I'm going to pick them up at the house. The first thing I say to him is, them, what do you mean by them? Well, him and his sister are going to him. So you understand there's more than one person going. They don't use it that way. They don't use it in that light. All of a sudden, so they have changed the English language as they see fit, as they want to, and the rest of us are supposed to get in line and catch on. Don't you find all of this amazing? They adhere to science when they want to and don't, but they're right and we're wrong. They've taught the English language for decades, and now when they change it on the fly, they're right and we're wrong. He put up a picture. He said, hey, guys, I'm finally Korean. Actually, no, you're not. I've transitioned. Listen, if he is a white Anglo-Saxon from England, and all of a sudden he feels like he's Korean, so he has the surgeries done so he can have the facial features. This is according to him. The facial features, the eyes, the nose, the whole nine yards. How does that make him Korean just because he looks like that? He said, I have the eyes now. I just had a brow lift. I've been trapped in the wrong body for 8 years, and that's the worst feeling in the world when you're trapped and you don't feel like you can be yourself. Where was the psychiatric health for this guy? No, really, seriously. Notice I'm not talking about the gender part because I know you guys all feel like that's, I should shut up about that. But I want you to think about this. What doctor did this to him, and it's okay? Let's see if Dr. B can help me on this one, because I'm losing my sense of humor and stability over it. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You'll see the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You have to be part of the solution. You really do. Otherwise, in my humble opinion, well, not so humble maybe, but you're part of the problem. If you're not going to truly get informed and get engaged, you're part of, and again, I spoke to somebody last week who actually thought they were informed and even used the term at one point for the knowledge they have, they believe they were right. It's like, really? So the knowledge that I have about surgery, when I go in to help you out, I'll just believe that that's right and good enough to take care of you. It doesn't work that way, people. You really do have to get engaged. You do have to get knowledge. Don't believe everything I tell you. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Do some of the research on your own. Anyway, I'm going to talk more about this in a minute. I get all excited because of some of the stuff I've seen happen in education over the last few weeks, the people that are finally stepping up. But let me bring Dr. B on because she's the one that has a clue. She has the answers. I'm just guessing most of the time. And I'm believing you're not, right?
We'll just say no. We'll just say no.
Yes, not say guessing. No.
You're not guessing. You're on it.
Oh, no. I just...
There's no guessing with you.
I use the common sense, old-fashioned Italian form of figuring things out, you know?
Yes. And
seriously. My grandfather's favorite saying, Ife no broke and no fix.
Okay? That's right. Mozzarella.
All right. So I got some good stuff for you here, all right? Yeah. I got some stuff that should send you right through the roof. I think that these doctors should actually lose their licenses to practice medicine. So we have a young man out of England that had decided that he was, you ready for this one? I don't know if you can find this in your medical book. He's transracial, and he's done 18 surgeries to transition from white Anglo-Saxon to Asian.
Okay. 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 Yes.
He wants to be full Korean. So he's had the eyes done. This is his words. He's had his brows done. He's had his cheek lift done. He's had all these things done. And he says, I now finally feel like my true self.
Okay.
Where were the psychologists in all this? Where were the doctors, the real doctors?
Apparently not consulted with. I think what is blowing my mind, and I have a lot of good friends that are doctors. I have a lot of good friends that aren't doctors that are understanding with their eyes wide open. But we'll just speak to the medical and mental health professionals. When we hear things like this, we just don't understand how any kind of credence is given to the, like, any kind of energy and time. Why are we talking about this? I mean, not you and I. We have to talk about it because the world won't stop talking about it. But Hollywood, they're crazy. They spend their lives being other people. Of course they're crazy. That would be very difficult to go home and know who you are. So the people, the politicians, we are letting the loonies run the country. And then things like this happen, and then we're like, oh, my gosh. I don't understand why this is becoming the forefront of America. Why all of a sudden the foundation of America has become insanity. Insanity. Anything. From what's happening in schools that are bringing this in. We've got ninth graders suing school districts. Because they think they should be able to cuss and swear and be in charge of everybody. Then we've got high schoolers suing the district because they are getting bullied because they don't get a vaccination. And I mean, we've got, it's so bizarre, and we've completely left out of our children's lives parenting, reading, writing, history, and arithmetic.
No swearing on the show. Don't be using that word parenting here.
I don't understand what the end goal is if they are screaming for all of this. We read the headlines, and I'm like, okay, have it your way. Got it. We got it. What exactly is your end game here? That is the part, you know, transracial, are we just making crap up now?
I've done stories on, you know, here's another one, another transracial white guy says he's Filipino now. He spent $150,000, having his face redone and what have you. This is craziness. We've actually had a few that were trans species, where doctors actually did, you know, bop the nose, took the ears off, because one guy saw himself as a leopard.
And I've seen snakes, lizards, dragons, cats,
But how does a doctor,
money, you don't even ask that question.
I know, but
the problem is why are these people being praised, and why are we just like, oh, look, they have a right. Okay, then let them do that in their own house and in their own time and on their own dime. Why are we praising these people? Why
brave, Dr. B.
Cutting off body parts and mutilating your body and sanding off your eyebrows. grave. Okay, tell the veterans that. Tell those who died in World War II that, that that's brave. Tell all of these people that have really fought for this country to keep it sane, and all of our great conservative congressmen and women, which I know many of, yes, you go on with your big, brave self. I am, as you can see, so over it. I can't even, now the vaccine thing has come up again. I don't understand why now.
There's a variant on the way. Be careful.
Well, you know how many viruses, flu virus variants there are?
I know.
250, okay? And yep. We get them every year, and you can't get it again because it's a virus. And we're still here. And you and I talked about how the death toll, the death rate has not changed up or down across the United States, except for African Americans, the number of African American suicides. That is the only rate that has
really
risen.
Okay, so African American suicides are on the rise?
It's the only death rate that has gone up in the United States of America, are African American death by suicide, not COVID. Yes.
Have we done any debriefing or breaking down of to find out what's causing this?
It will come out at the end of the year. So this is off of, I don't know if it was the CDC website or my National Institute of Mental Health. But if you'd like, I can definitely break that down.
At some point, I'd love to talk about it because, you know, they're going to play that up in one way. I mean, look, it's sad for anybody to get to the point where they feel the only way for peace is to end it all.
Yes,
but,
absolutely.
You know, with the way they're pushing stuff out there now, when it comes to, because their communities are ravaged by this COVID-19, it's because white people don't care about them, the government hasn't cared about them. I'd like to know how they justify this or how they're going to lay this out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have to do that after the break. Be back in a minute. Show me senior host, don't go far.
Cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares. We're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Florida have confirmed an 11th death in the partial collapse of a Surfside condominium tower. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava making the announcement Monday as the search and rescue operation continued into a fifth day. Officials say rescue crews are still hopeful that they can find an air pocket where there may still be survivors. Cava said teams have been working around the clock since the collapse last Thursday. No one has been pulled alive from the wreckage since hours after the collapse. 150 people remain missing. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has introduced a bill to establish a select committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol building. The measure would establish a 13-person committee with 5 members being appointed after consultations with Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. The framework could come to the floor for a vote as soon as Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that can reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Welcome to GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRIDJOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring it back on because we're having... I don't want to break the rhythm of the conversation, as they say. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson, as she does every week to kind of help us to get a grip on reality. Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure, and I love doing it. There's such a need for people like you and I that speak truth, and I do want to say thank you for all of the messages. Keep them coming, and the questions. I get so many questions from parents, so I'm going to throw it all into a book and hopefully get it all out there. I think what the big question is now, if I read between the lines for parents, is how did we get here? And is
it just...
Answer
that? You want me to answer that? Come on, let me answer that.
It's not what you think.
They'll all need psychiatric care when I get done with them.
Well, and people are like, it's social media. Okay.
No, it's
well,
us. It's the parents.
It is. Very good, Joe. Very good.
Ding, ding, ding. I got a free ice cream.
It's kind of like gun. You do. You get a free ice cream. I'll just send that on through. But it's kind of like gun control, right? It's not the guns.
Right.
It's who's behind it. It's not social media. It's who's handing social media to our children. And I get it. It used to be, you know, you think way back and here's the thing. You think biblical times those kids had it easy? They didn't have it easy. All right. There's a lot of junk going on. There's a lot of drinking. There's a lot of adultering, if that's a word. So don't tell me that it was all perfect in those times. And then we've got the silent generation, right? Those great people who there was honor and respect, right? Honor and respect. Everybody, everything you saw, even movies and movie stars and everybody, it just exuded honor and respect for adults. Children had their place. Now, maybe a little too much. So the 60s and 70s, Dr. Spock, you know, Freud, they all thought that it's too much. Kids need a voice. So they went to the other side of the spectrum, right? Kids need a voice. Just love on them, you know, and let them do their thing and whatever they want and let them express everything to you. Well, that's not the way either. That is what messed us up. And so now we're in this crazy fight, this chaotic fight. And now, of course, you put social media into their hands. There's a part of that that's definitely affecting everybody, or our kids, because that's how they talk to their parents. There is no respect. There is no honor whatsoever. So that is on us. We need to get back as parents right now, tonight. Get them at the dinner table. Explain that there is a pecking order and that they're on the bottom of it. And that's okay, because one day, if they are raised well and they have respect and honor, as God says, children, obey your parents, honor your father and mother. It's the only commandment with a promise. And that promise is a long life. We want that. We want that. Kids want that. But we need to sit down and explain this to kids. And that's the big issue right now. Parents need to sit down and explain to them kindly, but in truth, that we're in charge.
Let's be honest about this. You and I had this discussion.
Yeah, okay? Well, good luck. Yes. Well, the ones I talk to want to. You know what I mean?
Right. You understand. Really, a lot of people, you know, even Jesus with the rich man, right? At some point in time, you've got to hit that point where parents are going to look at you, but I don't want to do that to my child, or I don't want my child to be, you know, you've got to be willing to do a couple things. It has to be basics, right? You have to be willing to understand that your child might be ostracized. You might be made a joke of from the other parents because you're not letting so-and-so go to this community or this dance or run around with these people or listen to certain kind of, whatever it is that you've chosen, you have to be ready for the ridicule, do you not?
It's either that you want to cater to an audience that is as clueless as you, or you want to rise above that,
I like that,
and raise children that are actually productive and can think for themselves and can change a tire and can put their own gas in the tank and that can make themselves their own sandwich and that they can do their own laundry. So it's up to you. And this whole failure to launch is because of this, because we've just catered to them. And if you can do it, they can do it. And of course, age appropriately so. But a couple of things that are easy that we can implement: be specific and set expectations and just remind them, mom and dad are the parent. You're not. And you know what? If God wanted it the opposite, he would have made it the opposite, but he didn't. And if you have a problem with that, he's available 24/7. Good luck. Right?
Very rarely, every once in a while, I will hear a young parent say to their child when something's going sideways, "You're not the adult. I'm the adult here. You do what I told you to do."
Yeah,
and when I hear that, I just want to go around the corner and go, "Oh, let me buy an ice cream."
Good job. Yes. And the thing we talk about, you and I talk about this all the time, but, I'm going to put it all in one book so y'all can have it because I'm over it. Time spent. It has to be time spent, and not just next to them, but involved with them. They still need that. And you've got to remember, don't get on their level. I mean, yes, you can play board game. I don't mean physically on the floor on their level, but you're still the parent. If they start to get snarky, you say, okay, we're not going to do that. I'm going to walk away.
Dr. B, they're humans. They have feelings, too, and they have needs, and they want to express themselves. How do I do that?
That's great. They can go in the backyard and yell and scream, and when they've got it together in front of us, they need to keep it together. It's all good. And that doesn't mean don't talk to, you know, they don't have to come to you and talk to you. But they're just, you got to put boundaries, and you've got to keep them there, and you've got to allow room, but never with disrespect. That's the thing. The way I hear children talk to parents on TV shows, in person, in my office, unbelievable, and they don't do anything, and they're wondering why they're in this position. And I'm like, excuse me, I am so unclear as to when this happened that you thought you could talk to your mother like that. Oh, well, they don't do anything. Okay, well, then I guess it's not your fault. And then I'll talk to the parents, and they look at me like, what? We're here for our child. We're not here for us. So here's the thing I tell them. You need both rules and the relationship. Yes. We want a relationship with our kids, but with that comes rules. We have rules at work, right? We've got rules in society, and part of this is, and look at BLM and Antifa and why we are where we are, is because we forgot the rule part of the relationship. They need to understand that you may not always agree with the parent, and that's okay. I didn't always agree with my mom, but there was always a respect. And look at BLM. You may not always agree with police, and I'm not saying George Floyd, that whole thing. Okay, the majority of police are respectable people, but you may not agree with your teacher. You may not agree with a local police officer. You may not agree with your parents, but there has to be honor and there has to be respect, and there's a healthy way to, in which to disagree. And we're not teaching them that anymore, right? With all of these riots and these protests and these signs and these pride festivals, nobody taught those kids,
you know,
that are now adults.
My dad's basic rule was, in the heat of the moment, you do exactly what I tell you to do. Later on, if you really think that what I did was wrong or you disagreed with what I, then you sit me down at the table and say, Dad, can we revisit this?
Perfect. Okay?
But in that moment that things are happening and I tell you to do something, if you open your mouth to say something, you're a dead man.
Whatever it takes. Well, no, okay, that's
He has some pretty strong-willed boys, so
yeah.
Telling us that we were going to get a timeout would have just given us more time to plot
right
on how to take them out. You know?
What can we do? No, that's absolutely right. And the other thing is we need to get them off their devices and teach them self-reliance instead of social media reliance. And you know, I have parents, again, how do we do that? How do we pride? Like, I keep thinking they're joking when they ask me specifically, how do we take their cell phone away? I'm like, I don't even understand that question. What do you mean? Do you know how to go like this? Okay, that's what you do. Have the phone charge in your room from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. There's a whole 10, 12 hours without it. The other thing, send them to school on their bike, maybe, if it's within a couple miles, without their cell phone. What if they get a flat tire? Self-reliance, all right? Teach them how to change a flipping flat tire and how to walk home and how to use a payphone and how to go into a restaurant. See, I don't
know.
Self-reliance. I know, it just hurts that people are like, oh, 2 miles on a bike.
Can you imagine?
17.
We have four blocks away from the house to go play football in this little park in Dorchester, Massachusetts, okay? Which would not, you know, the safest place in
and
the world.
And no phone.
We had no phones. We couldn't call for help or anything else. We just went and took care of ourselves. Gotta go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. This is hilarious. We'll be back in a minute.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. And the only way you do that is to get engaged. After you get informed, please, please, some of you, do not go. Look, I've been teaching this biblical citizenship class on Saturdays. And it's a great class. I'm not the only guy that does it. You go to Patriot Academy. You can check it out there. Get it brought to an area near you. I'm telling you, this is something to get some of our Christian brothers and sisters to either engage, go hide, or do something else. I don't know, switch religions or something. Because, you know, these are God's kids. Right? Jesus, when he said, bring the kids, the little children unto me, he didn't say, bring them to me all screwed up, believing in 1619 history, believing that they were born in the wrong skin. He didn't tell you to do that, did he? So when are you guys going to get off your duck and actually make a difference, make a change? This is why I don't do psychiatry. You know what I'm saying? This is why Dr. Z does it. Dr. Mitchell Nelson joins me every week. Always appreciate her time with... I'd be a wrecking ball. Can you imagine me as a pastor and a psychiatrist? My God.
I can. That would be very... interesting. I this is why I'm not a psychiatrist, because I would write myself prescriptions, and I don't need that.
There'd be piles of bodies everywhere. So anyway.
No kidding. Yeah, well, my kids, when they know when I'm just like, you know, ready to shoot everybody, is I just put on worship music. That's my vice. And it's loud. I mean, it's loud. And they all just like, we're going upstairs. I'm like, yeah. Okay, that'd be great. Jesus loves you.
Leave mom alone. Just bring her some candy.
I know. Eat my poor kids. Mom, why don't you just drink? And like, I just
It is amazing to me. Again, it is. You all need that point. I've got some of my own worship music that I put on the car, very loud, going down the road. Because and it's funny because I don't get mad. Always, I was just talking about a bunch of people that actually want to run for office, which I think is great. And I said that the first thing you got to do is you got to make sure your spouse is behind you. You have to make sure that the family is on board with you because this is a miserable trip if they're not.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's kind of like, that's where you have to get your, are you willing to make the fight? And you can say what you want about me. It really doesn't bother me, but it makes Tammy nuts. So I have to stop and think, okay, how much am I willing to put her through? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they talk about her kids or her husband, those are fighting words.
Yes. No, you absolutely do. You know, even though it's just counsel, but still, it's out there. You're out there. And it's a start for my political career. I think I'll keep on going. We'll see. But I called Rick Santorum. I remember Rick Santorum actually, you know, called me before he was, you know, looking at running for president the second time and said, okay, should I do this? And talk me through this. Because he knew spiritually I'm right on it. And I said, is your family ready? Because it's going to be uglier than ever. And no one, you know, could imagine how ugly it truly was. The death threats and their special needs sweet daughter, Bella. You know, it just the ugliness that is in this world that our children are, it's happening so fast. It's unbelievable to me, but you're right. We need the family. You know, that's why God gave us family and created the nuclear family, male and female and our children as gifts, not something to be murdered at, you know, the store next to, you know, your local grocery outlet. No wonder we are where we are, and no wonder kids are so messed up. It's what we're teaching them, their world, that the human life is just really has no worth. And if you don't like it, you don't want it, then kill it off. You know, especially our most precious, you know, babies. Yet we want them to respect life and humans and us as parents when we're not really instilling. And it's not even, you know, I'll get parents that say, Dr. B, I'm not teaching them to disrespect me. I'm not teaching them that abortion's good. I'm not teaching them about gay marriage. And I'm like, exactly. You need to bring all of this up because if you do not teach them, the world, educators, professors, anyone else is ready to teach them. That's the problem with progression and progressives and the left, is they want to teach and they want their agenda shoved down their throat. And that's the problem. That's the thing with the Republican Party. I'm like, we've got to educate and we've got to, you know, really come out with family values and godly values as much, you know, to combat the left as we can. Yeah, you gotta keep
but
doing
it's back
it.
To it's funny how you're talking about this tonight. And before I talk with you, I titled tonight's show "How You Dealing with Fear." You know, I mean, because the bottom line was, this is all driven by fear: fear of your kids not liking you, fear of your kids not, you know, going to be around later on, fear of your friends not want to be around you, you won't get invited to that party or whatever. Yeah. But you got to get past that, don't you?
Well, I mean, it's either you live by fear, you know, but I love that The Shawshank Redemption is one of my favorite movies, Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying. And to me, unhealthy fear, you know, fear of the Lord is different. I have people, you know, also try to get me with that verse. And I said, well, that's an honorable respect.
You know what?
That he could smite you.
This is why the Bible tells us to study to show the problem. Because that word for fear for the Lord is a love and a respect and a reverence. It's not the petrified hiding in the corner fear.
exactly like we are doing, not me or you, but the majority of America right now, if not the world. Right. But you're right. It is a psychological hold upon you, and it is of the devil. It really, truly is not God. It is not at all how he created it to be. And then if you look at the other word for fear, fear not, and that is God saying, basically, I got this. Enjoy life, you know, be empowered by the Holy Spirit, do what's right, be moral, and you don't have to fear. If people hate on you because of your morality and that you're doing what's right, they're truly not hating you. They're truly hating the light in you. They're hating God. They're hating the Holy Spirit within you. And if you just change your perspective to understand that and then teach your kids and empower them that way, then they will go through life and have no fear. And they truly won't. Yes, they'll get scared here and there because there's some crazy things going on in the world. But then they can come back to that, fear not. But you're right. Fear does drive us to do a lot of stupid things or to do nothing, at all.
Less
and when you
evil.
Do nothing, yep. Yes, that means something is being done with your children because other people will be happy to jump in, like I said, and fill in the blanks for them. So we need to do that. It's mind-blowing how fear, right, especially through COVID, boy, did we – you know, lift up the rug and see how many people.
But you know something? I've been talking about this off and on for years about how when Obama was president and he won a second term, and I said, look, people in a bad position. I'm not saying it's the right thing. It's just they're in a bad position. If they vote for this other guy, there goes your government assistance check. There go some of these things that you've become reliant upon to feed your family. Because, look, everybody wants to feed their family. If unemployment, or you know, if businesses are going under and there's issues and there's problems, and the only way you can get money to feed your family, or you think, is to rely on the government.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to vote for the government.
Right.
Remember when the Jews were freed, right? And what happened when Moses took off for a couple of days or whatever? All of a sudden, they want to go back to their captors. Remember, they had it better there. At least they had food. And they knew that they would get beat once in a while, but so what? They'd have a place to live. I mean, I'm looking at this now and saying, look at how fast we went back to Egypt.
Yeah, human sin nature. And the thing, if you look at physiologically and psychologically what fear does, it's associated with fertility issues. It's associated with depression and anxiety, fatigue, and an accelerated aging. So it's like, why? Why do you want to be under the fear? And that's exactly right about what the left is doing in making people reliant upon them. So if they look right or left, you know, take their eyes off the almighty, you know, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, fill in the blank, then fear just strikes them. And it is so sad because we are taught to actually have our, you know, focus on the cross, our focus on God for everything we need. And what have they done? They've taken that and replaced it with the government. And
we let them. We let them. Not we, you and
yeah.
I, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And the excuse is, well, I'll take this for now. Look at Gavin Newsom, who you know is being recalled, as you know. He is now doing a state tour about how great he is and how great the state is and all this other stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Now he's offering free health services for illegals. Every family that's here illegally but are working in the system will get a $600 stimulus check. And he came out today and he said he's paying, not him. What a putz. The state's paying. Everybody's back rent from when COVID started. Because when the mandatory, the eviction stays get lifted here in a few weeks, the state is going to pick up the fee. So he's making people even more dependent on government, isn't he?
And it's sucker is born every minute, and he knows who the suckers are. And that is the thing. Don't hate me. He knows who the weak are, and that's who he's pandering to. And if you're falling for it, you're weak.
Where do people find you? Quick.
DrBRadio.com.
God, you make it so easy. Dr. B Radio. And, you know, if you want to hear some more of this good stuff, just head over there and talk to Dr. B. And seriously, reach out to her. I know a lot of you, because I'm getting emails from you. I'm getting calls from you, people. And a lot of you are hurting. But you know what? You got to be willing to make a change. You have, like a drug addiction, you've got to be willing to to suffer it out, make the change. All right, you stuck with me for the next hour, and I got a lot to say. You may not like it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host.